Okay, on page Nun Aleph from the top, 186 at the bottom. We are a few lines from the end of the page, but let's just recap what we learned. There is the actual mitzvah, there is the intent of the mitzvah. Okay? The primary goal of a Jew in this world is to do physical mitzvahs. Okay? Because the physical world needs to be holy. But if you do a physical mitzvah and you don't have the feeling, the kavana, the intent, then what you have is a body without a soul. Okay? That's what we learned until last week. Last week we learned like this. Everything in the world is inanimate, plant, animal, and human. Okay? Now, those four are divided into two. Inanimate and plant, and then there is animal and human. Okay? These four things, by the way, correspond with the four letters of Hashem's name, the four worlds. It all is interconnected. So he says like this. When you do a mitzvah, when you do the action of a mitzvah, there's two types of action mitzvahs. There's action and there's speech. Certain mitzvahs, davening, benching, hallel, that's all verbal. Then there's certain mitzvahs we do in action. The action mitzvah is called, the act of the mitzvah is called inanimate. Just like dead. Okay, the verbal mitzvahs are called plant. It's a higher level, it's called plant. Okay, now you have animal and human represents the two type of intent somebody could do a mitzvah with. What does this mean? The intent of the mitzvah is the feeling of the mitzvah, correct? You love Hashem, you do the mitzvah. You fear Hashem, you don't transgress a negative commandment. Why do we do positive mitzvahs? Ideally, because I want to be connected to Hashem. Why do I want to be connected to Hashem? Because I love Him. Somebody you love, you want to be connected to. What does it mean, fearing somebody? You fear a king? Fearing is, I don't want to do something that he doesn't want me to do. Okay? Love is the reason why I do you a favor. Fear is the source of why I won't rebel against you. And the same thing is in mitzvahs. Okay? You have love is the source of all the positive mitzvah. Because very simply, when I do a mitzvah, that action connects me to the person. Fear, if I fear the person, it's not that I want to be closer to them, it's I don't want to be thrown away from them. I don't want to be distant from them. That's the concept of awe versus love. Love is somebody you want to be close to. Fear is somebody you really want to be distant from. You can't hug the king. You don't love a king. You don't love a king, you actually fear a king. Fear is the source, Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, of keeping all the negative commandments. If I eat pig, I'm going against Hashem. I'm going to be further away from Hashem. I'm going to become impure. Okay? If I don't put on tefillin, I don't become impure. But then I'm not close to Hashem. When you do an act of love, you become closer to the person. In any relationship, if you tell a person, I love you 100% in my heart, but I'm not going to do anything for you, that's not real love. Because love is when you want to be closer to the person. How do you become closer to the person? By doing something they want you to do. Okay? So the intent of the mitzvah is love and fear. But there's an animal love, and there's a human love. Okay, so let's speak about love, for instance. You have the body of the mitzvah is doing it or speaking it. That's inanimate and plant. Now the Alter Rebbe says there's two parts of the love. I can have animal love or I can have human love. What's the difference? The Alter Rebbe is in the middle of explaining now. What's the difference between human love and animal love? Animals don't have free choice. They don't have intellect that rationalizes why I need to be close. It's all instinct. Animals work on instinct. There's no meditation. There's no open understanding of why I love and fear. Animals don't have that. People have that. People's love come from not instinctive so much, it comes from understanding. A baby who has no maturity, very little seichel, their love is instinctive. When you get older, the uniqueness of a human, especially according to Chabad philosophy, is that the intellect stimulates the emotions. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining now like this. When a Jew does a mitzvah, even with love, there's two types of love. There's a love that most people have. That means, yeah, I love God. I want to be attached to Him. How do I attach myself to Him? By doing a mitzvah, so I'm going to do it. But there's no question that we love worldly things better than we love God. That love that's just sufficient to do a mitzvah, that's called instinctive love. It's the ava mesuteres, the ava tivis, the natural instinctive love that a Jew possesses just because they're a Jew. Okay? But to say that that love is they're doing a mitzvah, they love Hashem so much, they're burning with a fervor and enthusiasm because they want to become attached to Hashem, that's not that level yet. That level, where does that level come from? That level comes from an understanding of the greatness of God. And even that, in different places in Chassidus, is explained as also different levels. There's a level of love of God that when you meditate into the greatness of God, it creates a love to Hashem. When you think how great somebody is, it causes you to love them. If a person meditates the following, and this is what actually stimulates intellectually the love of Hashem, because intellect stimulates feelings. So when you intellectually meditate into the greatness of Hashem, it actually stimulates feelings towards the thing you're meditating about. When a person thinks like this, there is a universe out there. Okay? Just think about this. There's a universe. You know how vast that universe is? Can't even imagine. Billions of stars, planets, billions of miles. It's unbelievable. Even just the Earth, if you think about the vastness of every object that exists in the world, it's mind-blowing. Okay? Then you think like this. You realize that this whole universe is created from one word of God's mouth. Hu amar v'yehi, hu tziva v'yamid. Bidvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu. The whole universe was created with one word of God's mouth. Now, picture by a person. One word compared to the power of speech that we have. The power of speech, the ability to speak, is infinite. The only technical issue is, we live 120 years. There's X amount of seconds in 120 years. It takes a second to say a word. So realistically speaking, we can only say a limited amount of words. But the power of speech that we have is infinite. Okay, now picture this. One word compared to the power of speech that we have. It's one to infinite. It's nothing. Above speech comes the power of thought. So compare one word to the power of thought, it's even more nothing. Above thought is emotions. Above emotions is intellect. Above intellect is willpower. Above willpower is enjoyment. And then you finally come to the essence. So compare one word, okay, compare one word to the essence of the person, it's infinitely times nothing. Okay? Now let's go like this. Hashem has the power of speech. Hashem created the world with one word. That one word, compared to the power of Hashem's speech, nothing. Compared to Hashem's thought, compared to Hashem's emotions, compared to Hashem's intellect, compared to Hashem's going all the way back, that means the universe. Compared to Hashem, you can't even use the expression, it's nothing. It's less than nothing. Okay? Yet, when a Jew does a, pardon the expression, a lousy mitzvah, one mitzvah, we connect ourselves to the essence of Hashem. So if a person will meditate in Marabu Masech Hashem, my Godlu Masech Hashem, how great are you, look how much creations you made, and this and that and that. Just the earth is mind-boggling. And going into the universe, the earth is tiny in the universe. And you realize that now, when I do a mitzvah, I have the opportunity to cling, not and connect, not to the word of Hashem, not to the essence of Hashem, that stimulates a tremendous love of Hashem, because look how kind Hashem is to us, that us tiny little nothings can bind ourselves to the greatest of the greatest. That Chassidus explains is a lower level of meditation, because even that is dealing with God's finite power. If you go into God's infinite power, then it's a whole different world. Okay? So different ways a Jew could do a mitzvah. Most of us, we do a mitzvah because we understand that there's a God out there. He wants us to do a mitzvah. But it's not a meditated, intellectual, stimulated love that we love Hashem. Like we love people, or we love food, or we love whatever we love. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining like this. When a Jew has kavanah of love, but it's the natural, instinctive love, that's called the animal level. When a Jew has the intent and the kavanah and the love of a intellectual stimulated feelings, that is called the medaba, the human part of it. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that there's the action of the mitzvah, which is inanimate. There are verbal mitzvahs, which are the plant. But then you have the other two levels. The animal level is the instinctive love that we do a mitzvah. Like most of us do it because this is what we want. This is what Hashem wants us to do. I don't want to, you know, I want to be close to Hashem, and we do it. Then you have the higher level of kavana, of intent, the neshama of the mitzvah, which is an openly felt love that you really love Hashem to such an extent that you really want to be close to Him. And therefore it's very interesting to go off a little bit. Shlomo HaMelech Shir HaShirim. Okay? Shlomo HaMelech, Songs of Songs. That talks about, it would be a great novel, okay, of the love between Hashem and the Jewish people. If you look in Shir HaShirim, and you learn Shir HaShirim, or at least you know Psukim, the Chassidus being down from Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech speaks about numerous types of love. Okay? You have, Shlomo HaMelech speaks about the love between husband and wife. Shlomo HaMelech says, Basi Legani, Achaisi Kala, my sister. Shlomo HaMelech speaks about Ba'atara Sha'atra Le'imai, B'yem Chasimil Se, a mother. And he speaks many psukim about a daughter. And it's very interesting. Shlomo HaMelech in the Shir HaShirim, which is a mashal, the analogy of the love between Hashem and a Jew, Shlomo HaMelech talks about four different loves. The love of husband to wife, and both wife to husband, mother and son, daughter and father and mother, and a sister. Why does Shlomo HaMelech speak about those four types of love? Because each love is different than the other. The relationship, the love that a husband and wife have to each other, or they're supposed to have to each other, is different than the love you have to your kids, or the love different than the love you have to your parents, and also different than the love you have to your sister. Each one has a certain unique level of love that the other one doesn't have. And all these four levels of love exist between Hashem and the Jew, and the Jew and Hashem. These four levels of love is what actually exists between Hashem and the Jew. It's completely different. The love you have for a spouse than you have for a mother or for a daughter or for a sister is different. Each one is different. Something that's interesting, when your kids finally have kids, then they appreciate you as parents. And you tell your kid, you see how much you love your baby? That's how much we love you. They don't get it. No, can't be. It can't be. You know? But there is a relationship between kid to parent, parent to kid. All these relationships, and they're different. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech speaks about all four. Because there's a relationship between Hashem and a Jew's husband and wife, father and daughter, father and mother, and sister. But the intellectual stimulation, that is the ultimate goal, to love Hashem and to do mitzvahs, that we love doing a mitzvah like we love doing anything physical that we love to do. But that doesn't come instinctively. That comes through meditation. Then you have the instinctive love that a Jew has, which is enough to get him to do mitzvahs. But it's not a burning love. Like when you really love somebody and want to do something for them, that level of love is a burning love. And that's the ultimate goal. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that is the animal and the human of the four elements. Not the four elements, the four categories. Inanimate is the action of the mitzvah. Plant is the speech of the mitzvah. Animal is the natural instinctive love of the kavan of the mitzvah. And mankind, medaber, that is the intellectual, because that's the uniqueness of a person over an animal, that they have the seichel to stimulate midas. So you can have an animal, for instance, like a dog, is very, very devoted to the master, but it's not an intellectual devotion. It's only instinctive. Intellectual stimulation is much stronger, in a certain respect. This is what the Alter Rebbe says. Okay? Now, let's start the first of the wide lines. right after the Haggah, the comment on the side, right below it. He says like this, the kavanas ha-mitzvah, the intent of the mitzvah, the dafka by Yisbarach to cling to Hashem, which is like the neshama to the body, because you're talking about the intent of the mitzvah, nechlekes gamken l'shtei madreges, is also divided into two levels, k'mei shei madreges ha-neshama, just like the soul that exists in the physical world, which is also chai and medaber. There's animals and there's people. There's one kavana that's animalistic, instinctive, and there's a kavana which is human. What does it mean? It says like this, Kimi shadai to yofa, a person that has a good brain, ladas es Hashem, to understand and feel God. Well, his brain in Migdulasi is barchan to meditate into how great Hashem is. Ulahelin mi binasi, and to create from your understanding, yira ilah b'meichi, a level of fear in the mind. Ba'aves Hashem b'cholulah yimani, and the love of Hashem on the right side of the heart where love is. Liyes nafshi tzmeya la Hashem, that the soul should be thirsty to Hashem, ledavka bay to cling to it. In other words, the meditated type of enjoyment of love is a love of thirst. But generally speaking, by the way, that comes from distance. Abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. Abstinence, distance, is what causes a burning thirst to the one you love. And that's what David HaMelech says in Tilim, it's a Chabad song, Sama lecha nafshi, my soul is thirsty to you, Kama lecha besari, my body is longing to you, where? Be'eretz tziya v'ayev b'limayim, in a dry, desolate land without water. And then David HaMelech continues and says, Kain ba'kedish chazisicha, which Chassidus interprets to mean, David HaMelech said, Halavai, it should only be that Bakodesh, when I'm in Yerushalayim, I should have the same love to you. It's interesting, when you have somebody you love, and they're home with you, is that a burning love? It's not a thirst for them, because you have them. That's called Avad B'Tainugim. A love of pleasure. They're there. You have them. That's it. There's an ava kiddush be'esh, but there's a fire that David, we say in Yedid Nefesh, and Shlomo HaMelech uses that expression, Shir HaShirim, Nafshi Cholas Ahavasecha, my soul is sick from love to you. You want somebody very much, and you distant, but you can't have them. You actually have a burning, and you become sick from the level of love to the person. That is what David HaMelech wished, that even when he had in the Beis HaMikdash, when he saw Kedusha, he should have that same level of love that he has when he's distant from Hashem. So the Al-Rebbe says like this, a person that can create intellectually to stimulate a burning love to become close to Hashem, and therefore, how do you become close to Hashem? By doing a mitzvah. That level of kavana is called the human kavana. The neshama of a human versus the neshama of an animal. An animal also has a soul, but it's instinctive soul. It's not intellectual. It's an emotional midah soul. And he says, and he wants to cling to Hashem, because, by the way, this is another thing. In order for a person to cling to Hashem, the soul will only quench itself when it gets what it wants. Now, the only way, you know, people come along and they say, okay, I have my own relationship with Hashem, I do it my way, I don't need mitzvahs, I don't need this, me and God understand each other, whatever. That can't work, because the soul will never be quenched like that. They say that the Rebbe Rashab met with Freud. Okay, in Europe, he met with Freud. And Freud actually psychoanalyzed the Rebbe Rashab. And he said that the Rebbe Rashab's issue, so to speak, is that there's a thirst within him for something abstract that he knows he can never get to completely. Because as much as you're going to want to get Hashem, there's always more. There's no end to Hashem. He said, the Rebbe Rashab's problem, psychologically, the Rebbe Rashab's problem was that he had this thirst and quenched to something that he knew he could never reach. That's the thirst of the soul.
Did he know that that's what it was?
I'm sure that Rebbe Rashab was a very smart man.
No, I mean Freud
understood. I don't know what he knew. You know, whatever. But, I mean, if Freud's philosophy of a human is completely opposite of Torah. Freud said the more you dig in a person, the more mud you're going to find. And Torah says the more you dig in a person, the more greatness you're going to find. It's a mamish contradictory approaches to life. But he says when the soul has its thirst to Hashem, and the soul understands that the only way it can quench its thirst of love to Hashem is by doing mitzvahs. So therefore, when that neshama does a mitzvah at that time, that kavan is remarkable. That's a real big neshama of the mitzvah. Not only the body of the mitzvah, but the neshama of the mitzvah. And he says, V'chein b'kavana zu, the same thing with this kavana. Mispalo lo mevarich, he davens and makes brachas. Al gari kavana zu, this kavana, is al derech marsha k'mei nishmas ha-medaber, like the soul of a human, shu bal seichel u'bechira, that has intellect and free choice, u'bedas yudaber will speak intellectually. Because this is a meditated intellectual love. Then we'll stop here, but the Rebbe continues and says, what happens if a person doesn't have that level? It's all instinctive. That kavana, that neshama of the mitzvah, is like the neshama of an animal of the mitzvah. It's not the human neshama of the mitzvah. It's like an instinctive, natural, inborn love that every Jew has to Hashem. It's a different level of kavana. Just like there's a big difference between people and animals, that's the difference between this type of kavana and that type of kavana. Okay, again...